and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you said. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass.
Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I hope you like that new song by Promises is the name of it. It's featuring Joe Barnes and the Maverick City Music. I know it was a little lengthy, but I knew you guys were going to enjoy it. And again, thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to remind you before we get started, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always email me up here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Today I want to read our Bible devotion. It's called Truly Transformed in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Scripture reminds us, present your bodies as a living sacrifice and do not be conformed to this world. You know, others can't see what goes on inside of you, your thoughts, your emotions, your dreams, or your motives. Nor can they see your inner commitment to Christ. All they can see is your body. And they will judge what is on the inside of you and what they see happening now on the outside. A frown sends concerns or disapproval. A smile signals gratitude or even welcome. A clenched fist signals hostility or even anger. Do you see why Paul tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice? The reason is simple, friends. The way we use our bodies is we signal each other as we are really on the inside. We may claim to follow Christ, but our actions tell a different story. You see, people have the right to question a claim. Our dress, our speech, our habits. In fact, all should honor Christ. We are to be blameless and pure. You see, God of children without fault in the mist and the crook of the generations. Find that in the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14. A little bit of a tongue twister. You know what? I want to kick it off with Rich Mullins. We have a what? Awesome God. Good morning. Coffee up. Sunday morning praise.
Awesome God. as I walk to the edge. I know there is no turning back. Once my feet have left the ledge, and in the rush, I hear a voice who's telling me it's time to take the leap of faith. So here I go.
That's an oldie but goodie right there. That is Stephen Curtis Chapman and Diving In. Wow, I hadn't heard that since, like, what, the 1990s? Back in Stephen Curtis Chapman's prime time. And now I've got a song coming up on Sunday Morning Praise. By the way, good Sunday morning, everybody. There's a new song that Toby Mac came out with. I played it a few times, and I'm going to play it again. And I hope you guys enjoyed it on Sunday Morning Praise. It's called Promised Land.
This clock, the hours roll, they never stop, and I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right, straight and narrow, skin tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand, and I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay.
and I can feel it in my soul. One day I'll stand before the throne with nothing left but hope in these two hands. Through all these seasons, I'm still believing you're my promised land. In all my grieving, I'm still believing you're my promised land. You're my promised land.
Sunday Morn Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio here at the iHeartRadio studio this morning in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey guys, I'll tell you what, we've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. I know this week yours truly has. It's been a tough week for me. Sometimes I feel like I'm at the end of the rope, but I say, God, you've got me. God, you're hanging on to my garment, and you've got great and wonderful and marvelous things that are going to take shape in my life and your life too, friends. And I want you to remember something. Don't ever forget this on Sunday Morning Praise and any day. You are, and I repeat, you are a child of love. We the Kingdom, one of the most popular new hit songs. Enjoy Sunday Morning Praise with C.A.
told. I believe Jesus was the Word made man, and he died for my sins, and he rose again. Don't you know that?
That's another old one, oldie but goodie, I should say. That is Wes King, I believe. That was back in the 1990s, too, as well. I know I'm playing a lot on Sunday Morning Praise on some of these older songs that people have requested to me. I'm going to read one more Bible devotion here for you guys. Also want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, our prayer line's always open on via email, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I'd certainly appreciate it. Now, we're going to do a Bible devotion on our loving, compassionate God. Plain and simple, in the book of John, chapter 6 and verse 35, Scripture says, I am the bread of life. You know, Jesus came to the world, friends, so we could know once and for all that God is concerned about the way we live, the way we believe, and the way we die. You see, God could have told us in other ways, of course, and he did throughout the pages of the Old Testament and in the lives of his people. But his written word, he declared his love for us, you know. But Jesus was the living word by his life, his death, and resurrection, you know. Jesus demonstrated God's love in a way that we could never deny. You know, Paul wrote in the book of Corinthians, but God demonstrates his love toward us. Actually, I should say in the book of Romans, but God demonstrates his love toward us when yet we were sinners. Christ died for us. That is in the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 28. Every time Jesus fed the hungry, he was saying, I am the bread of life. Every time he healed a suffering person, he was saying, it hurts me to see you in pain. Every move he made, every miracle he performed, every word he spoke was for the purpose of reconciling a lost world and for his loving and compassionate God. Our God loves us. He loves me, you, and he loves the whole entire world. Let's always remember that. Don't ever forget that. Even in times of despair and the weeks you've had and the weeks I've had and the weeks we've all had, you know, it's amazing, but it's just wonderful to know that we are free. And you know what? Newsboys has a song on Sunday Morning Praise. I'm free. You're free. Hey, we are all free on Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Enjoy a few more songs and we'll lead off in a closing prayer.
Dead will rise. trying to figure out what it means to be human. Flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I. Stop loving me.
Michael W. Smith, that's a popular song there, guys. Friends, here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, Sunday Morning Praise, as we get ready to close out and get ready to saddle up and head on out of here on Faith Studio 1, I want to remind you guys, just know that you're loved and you're appreciated. Know that God's got you and He's not going to let go of you. Favor is coming your way. Just don't forget that, okay? Let's lead off in a closing prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. God, I pray favor be on all of my listeners out there. And God, I just pray for a great, fresh week for everybody. Keep us safe. Keep us healthy. Keep us strong. For we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA saddling up, leaving the iHeartRadio studio. Y'all have a great Sunday morning, a great Sunday with your friends and family, and we will catch you Monday with Coffee Talk with CA. Thanks, and have a great day, guys. Bye for now.